From What Is to What If by Rob Hopkins. The one sentence summary. If we unleash the power of imagination, we can create the future we want. What the book says. The author asks the most important question that society has somehow forgotten. What if explores what we must do to revive and replenish our collective imagination. Answering it can change societies and cultures rapidly, dramatically, and unexpectedly for the better. There really is no end to what we can accomplish. The questions posed include: what if we took play seriously? What if we considered imagination vital to our health? What if we followed nature's lead? What if we fought back to reclaim our attention? What if school nurtured young imaginations? What if we became better storytellers? What if we started asking better questions? What if our leaders prioritised the cultivation of imagination? And what if all this came to pass? Answers to these could lead to a positive expression of how the future might turn out. If we wait for governments, it will be too late. If we act as individuals, it will be too little. But if we act as communities, it might just be enough, and it might just be in time. Imagination is a fundamental part of being human. It is our natural state, and it is resilient. So if we can push aside the factors that are depressing it, it will re-emerge. The pressures of modern life involve some shocking statistics. Shit life syndrome, or SLS, is what doctors call a tangled mix of economic, social, and emotional problems, which consists of low mood caused by adverse life circumstances. Anxiety disorders have increased 20-fold in the past 30 years, and 83% of people say they spend no time at all relaxing or thinking. 71% of adults in 2007 played in the street when they were kids, by which time the figure for their children had dropped to 21%. This has been described by Richard Louv as well-meaning protective house arrest. Three-quarters of UK children spend less time outdoors than inmates of the US prison system, while the average American spends 93% of their time either indoors or in vehicles. In 2018, the average total media consumption for US adults, that's electronic media, TV, radio, online, gaming, and smartphones, was 11 hours and 6 minutes a day, up from 9 hours 32 minutes in 2014. This is a daily battle with distraction. Sherry Turkle says that we are being silenced by our technology, in a way, cured of talking. It would take 417 hours to read 200 books in a year, which sounds a lot, but is considerably less than the 608 hours the average American spends on social media every year, or the 1,642 hours watching TV.